how close the community comes together. Now, again, as I step back, the smoke, it's just an impressive sight here. It continues to lift up, and then again to the left as it hits some of that air in the upper levels of the atmosphere. But it's something we're going to be watching here at least, at very minimum, for the next few hours. But we're going to send it back over to you in the studio. Back to you guys.
Right, and probably more like the next few days, Dan. That's what I think authorities are telling us. And as we wait for information to come in about this fire, we do want to tell our viewers that you're not seeing a lot of activity on the ground because they are not fighting this fire at the moment. We are kind of in a wait-and-see pattern. It's a little bit of a math equation that Superior fire officials are doing with the help of experts who fight large industrial fires. The reality is if you have a fire that you're fighting like this and you can only get it about 85 or 90% out and you run out of materials, you've lost all ground. So they're doing the math right now to make sure that they do have enough materials, manpower, support, that when they turn this from a defensive firefighting operation into an offensive firefighting operation, they have everything they need to make sure that they get the fire 100% out. They do not want to have to start all over again. And we won't have too much time to wait, Bailey.